you know, I'm just such a competitive guy in everything that I do. And when I go out there, there's not one guy that I don't just want to do everything better than him at every single level. And that plays out in a lot of ways. If it's I gotta smash him into the ground to shut up his mouth or whatever, you know, that's what the way I do it.
A high effort type guy, basically speed and power both, and finishing on every play.
As I mentioned, I'm a physical, tough player that finishes plays. I can run block as well as pass block. I've been introduced to a pro style offense for 4 years. Not a lot of teams, and going to the Senior Bowl, you kind of see how much more knowledge you have being in a pro team versus a pro style offense versus the other offenses that were there at the Senior Bowl.
Pretty much a very physical, competitive, intelligent offensive tackle that can come in right away and help out whatever organization that I'm with right away. And that's my plan, to go in right away and help out as much as possible.
Football is my first love, so I mean, I guess it's got to be what I did on the field. You know, I feel like I put probably more work into what happened on the field. You know, academics has always come pretty easy to me, and football is just something that I love, so I pour everything that I have into it. Biochemistry.
Baylor's going to be known for putting out offensive linemen, putting out good material, so to speak. It just goes to show you the recruiting that they do there and the guys that they get in and just the program that they're putting in there. So it's definitely good to be able to follow in Jason and JD's footsteps, that's for sure.
We take pride in the offensive line of Boston College, and my coaches have definitely prepared me very well. And at the Senior Bowl especially, it was incredible competition, and just it's kind of like a step. You know, I came from high school, I went to a prep school, and it was kind of like a step to college, and I feel like the Senior Bowl is kind of the step to the pros, where you go up against great competition, and I thought that was awesome, just being able to go full tilt every play like that.
The position coaches I had at SC prepared me for this where I'm at right now. Basically, both coaches I had were basically technique gurus, and prepared me for everything I was ready for.
It helps me a lot because, you know, as offensive lineman, you have to be in sync with your other four offensive linemen, and then you have to go and read your opponent very well on the defensive side and know them, you know, thoroughly, because, you know, as the offensive line, you have to be on the same page, and if you know something, then your fellow offensive lineman, they have to know it also.
No one's talking to me about guard. They know I can play guard because I did that at Senior Bowl, but realistically, I'm a tackle. I've got the skill level to play tackle.
I've been playing tackle for 3 years now, which isn't a whole lot of time. So there's things I need to refine on my technique constantly. I take some of that with a grain of salt, but people that know what they're talking about and that I listen to, I need to refine some of that stuff.
I'm a physical player that's gone against, four potential first round draft picks this year. I have a better resume just going against better talent, so that makes me more ready. I'm physically stronger and more career starts, so just more better knowledge of the game than any other tackle out there. So those are the things I bring that's why I'm the number one tackle.
SEC, it's among the best when it comes to athletes and the speed and physical aspect of the game, and you can go and look at any SEC game of the week, and it'll be very physical, and you're just competing with each other, and it's going to be a very hard fight, and that's the epitome of the league. Is it's a tough physical game, and I was right there with it in the SEC.
Heck, that's hard for me to say. I guess that's up to the teams that pick us. Each one of us does things a little differently, I guess, and it's going to come down to the team that wants us more.